Welcome to Not Now Podcast. As you're listening to this, it might be dawning on you that we are coming to a conclusion of our first season.
That's funny because a dawn usually signifies the start of
something. It might be dusking on you then.
Yes. It is dusking upon you.
Yeah. Get your duster jacket out from your Old West themed apparel and congratulate us. I'm going to go ahead and give Brandon a pat on the back. I can't reach him.
I'll pat myself.
Okay.
Probably didn't pick up.
I think that was audible. Yeah. And I'm not going to pat myself on the back.
I'll pat your wall.
Oh, the soundproof wall is audible. Who would have thought?
No one.
That's why you didn't expect it. And that's why it was revealed on our final episode.
Final episode.
Was that the magic coin?
No. The magic coin is right here, Kyle. I wouldn't dispose of it so easily.
You just flung it.
We'll use this one.
Oh, that's a large one. The big one. Yeah,
that's the important one, remember?
The box tops? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Nice and big. Good for flipping. So today, what we are going to do for you listeners, something special. Yeah. Something we've never done before.
Something cataclysmic.
Well, like every episode. We never...
Yeah. Something we've never done before, just like you're accustomed to us doing. So we're doing something I think we feel is significant.
Yeah.
To close it out, we wanted to do something, somewhat reminiscent of some of our other episodes. I think you'll notice along the way we've had a habit of getting rid of characters. or offing them, somewhat like a face-off.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll be doing.
Yeah, we'll be taking our faces off today.
Yeah, just peeling them back and letting in the world see our...
True selves.
Yeah, our true selves.
Our true... Shelps.
Yep, they'll have to cut through several layers to get to them.
But that's okay.
We're hoping those layers are entertaining for you as we shed them.
Yeah, like an onion.
But the trick of this is that one of us will be one side of the coin.
Yeah, so right now what we have is a very special coin. It's a 100-year commemoration coin to Old Orchard Beach. Which is very special to me because I was born on the beach. And on one side, we have something called the pier,
ooh,
which is important because we are peers. We're also brothers.
Yes.
And we also peer at things.
Into the ocean.
Yeah. And so because I'm flipping the coin, the pier will be Kyle. It also says 100 years. And that's 100 years good luck that I wish to him if he gets it. Because I'm going to be offing his characters.
Oh, man. I don't know which one is... going to be worse for me.
The other one says centennial. That's the other side. Yep. And I think that's important because I'm transcendental.
It rhymes with Bran.
Yeah, it does. So I'm the Bran side, centennial.
What else is on the centennial side? It just says centennial?
Yeah, and it has a couple of years and some clouds and also the pier.
Oh.
But we're not going to get into that because you're the pier.
It's like the clouds because you're lofty, you're a dreamer, you aim high.
Yours has all the information. Your side says Old Orchard Beach, Maine, 100 years, the pier since 1898, commemorative. And my side says centennial.
Mail to P.O. Box.
Mine just says centennial. I'm very basic. I'm down to earth.
Down to earth, but also in the clouds.
Yep, also in the clouds and the earth.
Great ideals. I keep saying ideals.
The clouds are down to earth if you think about it.
Yeah. They're not, well, they're kind of celestial at the same time. Yeah,
they're closer to Earth than the moon. The
perfect middle ground. That's Bran.
Don't try and brand that.
That's his.
Mine.
You can't take it.
So the face-off, what the face-off determines, did we say that? Yeah. So whoever wins gets to kill or eliminate, or whoever wins loses. Who does this pick? Who is the one that gets eliminated?
Okay. Well, I feel like all the other episode topics we've done is... we flip the side and that's what we go with.
Yeah.
And where the episode is face off, I feel like the side who loses gets the, or whichever side comes up is the one that
eliminate characters.
No, will be eliminated.
Oh.
Successively.
Oh.
Because that's kind of I think that's the point of the episode is to eliminate characters as much as possible.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first. Here we go.
Oh God.
Oh, you gotta eliminate me, Kyle.
Oh, no.
You gotta eliminate me. I'm the perfect whatever you called me.
The middle ground.
You gotta eliminate the middle ground. Now you only have high ground and low ground.
Okay. Oh, shit. This is something we probably should have... See, I was feeling like if we divulged this on the warm-up, I was kind of thrown off when you said this is going to be top secret.
It is top secret.
How are we going to go about...
Well, okay, so there's a couple ways. I've thought about this ahead of time.
Okay, thank Christ.
So, there's... one is, you could keep killing my characters, but I could keep giving you scenarios.
Okay.
So, like, I would say... You're going into a bank and you're going to make a withdrawal and you're dealing with a difficult teller and I'm the teller and you could keep interchanging tellers. And then when you felt like it's run its course, then we can switch to another scene. Like I could give you the scene so that way you don't have to keep, but then I'm inventing scenes and characters. So you could do that or I could do that. You could be like, one time I was in the shop and this is what happened. And then we'd go.
Okay.
Do
you add a second proposition?
Yes. Preposition. So, or you could just say, you could just talk about an everyday event. You could be like, yeah, so start, you could start your day literally from start to finish and describe all the encounters you have. And I would embody those people and you could keep being like, and I was like, fuck you. And I drove off or I walked away.
Yeah. I was somewhat thinking that as well. And then the other thing I was thinking of, maybe there was a situation where I could encounter a bunch of people.
Yeah. Like a party.
Yeah, or like, I don't know.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
I thought you were going to say that was going to divulge possibly a future episode.
Oh.
Don't do the quick meeting.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The first day on the job or something. Or
That could be fun.
Or waiting in line.
Oh, well, I don't talk to people waiting in line.
Yeah, me neither.
That'd be a very short episode.
Yep, waiting in line, huh?
Get out of here.
Oh, yep. So that's you got it. Some grapes.
Oh, that could be fun, though. Grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, going to the grocery store and
all the people.
I guess
that
I'm
like...
just chatty.
No, I would approach you. Oh, okay. And you'd be dealing with that and being like, okay.
Yeah. Hey, didn't I go to high school with you?
Yeah, so it's your choice. You won. Or you pick it.
I feel like we always do these in tandem. We decide on them. Do you want to just try and do all of them?
That we named a lot, Kyle.
You pick
one to go.
No, we named three basic ideas.
That was the warm-up.
Yes. We named three basic ideas. One was the,
I give you scenes.
You give me a couple instances.
Yep.
And we've flipped through those.
Yep.
The other one was just me describing everyday events.
Yep.
In my course of action through.
Yep.
And then there was trying to integrate multiple characters into the same scene.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like a party or a meet and greet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll start off with I'll give you a scene. How does that sound?
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. So you're the director.
I'm a director.
You are filming a new sitcom.
There's going to be a lot of characters for you.
It's okay. It's okay, Kyle. It could be a two-person scene. You pick how many people are in the scene.
Okay.
So it's call it a soap opera, okay? Whatever you want to call it. It could be a comedy. It could be satire. It could be, like, dramatic. It could be, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Crime
type
scene?
Thing.
Thriller.
Thriller. Yes. Could be a thriller. Crime type thing. Thriller. Same difference.
Yeah. You got it.
You know it's crime type. Crime type thing. Ba-doom, doom, 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 doom. Yeah. That.
Yeah.
Or, so you're on a set. You're the director. You got to direct me and you have to deal with my characters. Okay. And go.
Okay. Clarence.
Yeah.
Okay, Clarence, when you're portraying yourself as the murderer, you're coming down from the ceiling. You're suspended by spider webs.
I can see myself coming down from the ceilings.
Yes, you are the eight-fingered killer that the police have been looking for.
Eight fingers.
Yeah, and you're going down on top of Deputy Jeremiah Hamstrings.
It was in my contract. No one's going down on me.
Okay, with, no, just from above you.
Oh, okay. From I'm not going down on you. Just I don't want you going down on me. I'm going down from above. Just all right, it's a serial killer.
This is all right. So you're the spider killer. You're going down on a detective who's just found the final clue, which is that you were a spider the whole time.
Okay, I think I got all this. All right,
you need to look a little furrier. Can you do that? We can get someone else.
I can do it. Just like give me a minute.
Oh God, that's a tremendous amount of hair growth.
Thank you. You pay me well.
I do.
All right. I'm ready for the scene. So, coming down.
So you're coming down on Detective Jeremiah Hamstrings.
Jeremiah Hamstrings. And go get them hamstrings.
You'll get him.
Ain't gonna get my hamstrings. I don't know why I gotta lay here dead on the floor, just sitting here with my hamstrings out.
You're not dead yet, Jeremiah.
Well, I'm gonna be dead.
I mean,
what's my motivation as a character?
Terror.
Okay, I can.
There's a spider person with eight fingers.
But okay, hold on. I just gotta. I'm a method actor. Just give me a minute.
All right, you want some meth? All right.
I don't. What kind of scene?
Terry. Can you get him some meth?
Yeah, I guess I could get him.
All right.
What kind do you want?
Jeremiah, what kind of meth?
Any meth. I don't need meth.
Dad, you sure you don't want meth? He said that you wanted meth. I don't want meth.
All right. Terry, go to hell.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear another peep, Terry. You're dead to me.
Yeah, you're dead to him.
Jeremiah, I'll speak my own words.
Oh, wait, are we going to do this scene or what?
Yeah,
all
right.
I got sorry, wedgie Clarence. Here.
All right, Clarence, let's go ahead and descend on him.
All right. Yeah.
Slowly.
I'm coming down.
All right, that's great.
I'm coming down for you, Hammy Stringer.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
That's perfect.
Oh, no, don't get me. I'm just sitting here.
And then cut. Cut.
What the fuck was wrong with that?
What the fuck was wrong with that? You call yourself a method actor? You were just flailing your arms around.
I've
seen dice spot in my throat. Meth addicts on the street. How do you think you're supposed to be a beak? Get the hell out of here.
Okay, you know what? You know what? You can take a croissant and you can fucking butter it. See you later.
Oh, my fucking God. Terry, close the door on him. He stays in the studio.
I'm suspended here.
You're Clarence. Yeah. That's Clarence. I'm talking to Terry now.
I can't. He just walked out. He stormed out. It was a push button.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it, Terry. You're fired. Get the hell out of here.
Okay, see you later.
Hold on. I got him. I got her. She's in my web. Don't worry, director.
Clarence.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. Get that buttered up croissant that he gave you?
Yeah, here, I'll toss it to you. Did you catch it? Oh.
It choked him in his throat.
Oh, my God. I have a strong arm. All right. I guess we're canceling this movie. All right, Terry, you're fired again.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's all over for you, Terry.
Okay.
I'm afraid you're going to end up on the cutting room floor.
But what about all this meth?
Yeah, I'll take that. Nobody has to know about
it. Sure?
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. I can notify
somebody, the authorities.
No. It's okay. You know how these actors are. They don't want anyone getting their meth, so I'll make sure it's properly disposed of.
Okay, you're very trusting.
Yeah, I am. Look into my eyes. See how trusting I am.
I don't like that.
See. witness my trust. All
right, see you later.
Okay, I found a dollar. Does this belong to you?
Yes.
Here you go. Here's your dollar.
Thank you.
Aren't I trusting?
No.
God damn it. Terry!
What?
Didn't I fire you like 8 scenes ago?
You just killed this guy with a croissant.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, I'm not dead yet.
Oh, the show must go on. Terry, get back in the web.
Okay, I'm back in the web here.
All right, Clarence.
Yeah.
Have you recovered?
Yeah, I swallowed that croissant. It took a while to chew up. But I got it.
Can't chew things you've already swallowed.
I had to regurgitate and then chew it up. It's all right. I got an 8-fingered spider.
All right, you're
killer.
You're the 8. Well, I guess I'll be the detective now.
No, you're detective director.
All right, detect director.
Detect director. detect director. Guide me on my scene.
All right. So as you're descending, I want you to strike fear into the cameraman's eyes.
All right. Are you the cameraman? Who's the cameraman?
The cameraman is over here.
Yeah, I'm right over here. Yeah, no, that's, I'm, yep, right over here. Just look at me. I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, there he is. I see him. Yeah.
I'm glad you see him. I would be surprised if you didn't.
But, okay, so... Yeah,
it's a very simple process.
Okay, sorry, Doctor. Direct detector.
All right, so start descending.
I'm coming down. Ah! Oh my god, you killed him! What the hell, man? You just fucking shot the guy!
I'm a hero!
Oh, you're so right!
I'm the detective.
Man.
Those were blanks, mostly.
That was a good scene. You want to cut that?
Yeah, let's cut it. Call it a wrap.
All right. Everybody, yeah.
All right. Give me that meth.
Yeah, here you go.
Right. What about me?
I fired you.
Oh, yeah. You have any job openings?
I do. You have to be named Larry, though.
Oh. Well, see you later.
All right. Bye, Terry.
Bye.
Well, surprised I remembered all those names.
Yeah. I'm also surprised that you were able to direct and kill someone.
Yeah. Takes talent. I'm surprised you were able to be so many people. I thought this was going to be much more difficult.
It was difficult.
Yes, it was. Holy hell.
I chose a very bad... You're a director.
Yeah, I was like, how the hell am I going
to
direct?
I could have been like, you're riding a bus. Instead, I'm like, you have to talk to all these people.
Well, at least I was a direct detector.
All right, do you want to do another one of those, or do you want to move on to our next thing? It's up to you.
Let's see, what was the next thing?
The next thing was you go through your regular daily routine, and I'm people who interject.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay.
All right.
So you're going to start monologuing, and I'll just interject when you introduce
it. Yeah, so this is just my normal everyday life. All right. So I normally, I wake up in the morning, and I say, Siri, who do you love?
You, Captain.
Thank you, Siri.
And you're welcome.
May I have the forecast?
Today will be cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Mm-hmm. Man, I was hoping for tomatoes today. But, oh well. All right, so then I go up. I normally like brush my teeth, you know, take a look in the mirror and say, damn, I'm sexy. And then I do a backflip into the shower where I shower myself with... gifts, you know, just they're all wrapped, so it's clean, you know, nothing like too terrible, like a wallet, or a pocket watch, gypsy feathers, all kinds of things that I would enjoy. So I spend my mornings rather lavishly. Then I hop into the car and I go into the nearest convenience store. And I see the teller there, and I say, hello.
Hi, how are you doing today, dearie?
Oh, you know, I'm doing fine. I just took a shower. Siri said that I was the captain, and that was all nice. How are you doing today?
That seems awfully personal. Why don't you go pick out something?
I like to know people personally.
Talk to me personally when you come pay for your shit.
Okay.
Go pick out something.
I don't enjoy being treated this way, but I am...
It's a Rite Aid. What do you expect?
I was going to get fuel as well, but that's out of the plan, apparently.
There's a Cumbies right down the road. You don't got to twist my knobs about this.
All right. So I go. I pick up 30 Red Bull. I then go pick up 8 9-volt batteries and a box of Captain Cola Crunch, which is where I pour... Coke into my Captain Crunch and then hide it from the security cameras and take it up to the register. All right, so I got some Captain Crunch here.
Okay, one Captain that shunt.
Don't.
One box Captain Crunch.
30 Red Bull.
30 Red Bull. This is gonna take a minute.
Eight.
I can't. Just, I have to ring them in individually.
No, you can just hit the 30 button. My normal person just does this and doesn't give me shit.
Who's your normal person?
Carrie.
Carrie did this for you?
Yeah, Carrie Lentz.
Oh, I know Carrie Lentz.
Yeah, okay. About 9 feet tall.
I would say more like 9 3/4, but yeah. Okay, I'll ring this in. Red Bull.
No, just
30.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, there we go.
All right.
Beep. You want a bag?
I still have 9-volt batteries.
Oh, well, do you want a bag?
No, I'll carry them.
Okay. 9-volt batteries.
Yeah, can I get a price check on 9-volt batteries?
Oh, God, it's so embarrassing.
9-volt batteries. 9-volt batteries. I don't know. He's probably using them for his coffee maker or something.
I'll just give
9-volt batteries.
They're normally...
It'll take just about a minute.
Come on. All right. Can I see your manager or something? I mean, your customer service has been horrible.
I rung in your 30 Red Bulls like you asked. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I need a price check.
You told me to stop trying to be friendly to you until I get shit.
Okay. Just one second. Here's my manager.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today,
sir? Yeah. I don't even know this cashier's name.
Oh, okay. My name is Harry Fists.
Harry, thank you for telling me your name.
You're welcome, sir. What's your name?
My name is, I guess, Kyle. This is my life.
I guess Kyle. Kyle? Are you guessing it's Kyle? No, I'm sorry. My name is Harry Fist. I'm just trying to get a read on you.
My name is Kyle.
Kyle, okay. I'm sorry, sir. I apologize.
This is my daily routine.
Kyle, how can I assist you today?
Well, you've assisted me tremendously already.
And what are you looking to get here? I see you've got your Red Bull rung in. That looks like it's fine on the monitor. You've got your Captain Crunch.
Yes.
Yep. That rang in fine. Uh-huh. We're just left here with these 9-volt batteries. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, why don't I just do this? Here we go. Beep. Okay. Hold on. Just one second. I'm the manager. I'll punch in my code. Price check. It's right on the back. Why'd you call a price? Okay. Anyways, don't worry about her. She's getting fired tomorrow.
Okay. That's a relief.
There we go.
Go to hell.
Yep. $5.99 for 3 9-volt batteries.
Okay.
There you go, Kyle. Is there anything else I can help you with? Your total comes to $157.95.
Do you have a full gallon of Jack Daniels?
Of Jack Daniels?
Yes. I realize it's only 7:30 a.m., but...
You know, unfortunately, we actually don't carry the half gallon.
The full gallon.
Oh, the full gallon.
Yeah.
Well, you're in luck. Sorry, I misheard you there.
Yeah,
we do carry the full gallon, but you can't order it right here. You got to go around to the photo booth.
Oh, and get my picture taken?
No, you just have to go. That's
the one with like the slidey board, and I got to step in the machine.
Yep.
And then the cap. Okay.
Yeah, don't. I'm sorry to.
Oh, it's okay, Harry. No, I understand. You know, it's not.
Would you like a bag for this stuff while on your way to the photo booth?
You know what? The other person didn't offer me a bag. I think I would like one.
That bitch.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I tell you, I feel like I say this a lot, but there's something difficult about running a convenience store, and people just don't get it. But I feel like you understand.
Oh, I do. I have been very inconvenienced my entire life, which is why I spend my mornings lavishly.
Oh, well, you know what? I spend my mornings lavenderly, too.
Yeah.
And lots of lavender all over the place. Yeah. I just lather myself up with lavender. But anyways, here's your bag.
Okay.
Here's your goodies.
This is heavy.
If you make your way... Oh, would you like a cart?
No, I'll just put it all in my camel.
Okay, go. Well, yeah, and the camel can sit in the booth with you if you like.
All right, he spits. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Only losers use that, except for you, because you're a winner.
All right, I got you, Harry Fists.
Take care.
Praise be unto you. All right. Thanks. All right. So then I go up into the camera booth. I get my photo taken.
Welcome to the camera booth 2.0.
Oh. Thanks.
Would you like a single, a triple, sepia, black and white, inverted?
I wanted a gallon of Jack Daniels.
1 gallon of Jack Daniels. Please swipe your card now.
Okay.
Meh.
Okay, one of the chip things? Is that it? The chip?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Bing, 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 bing. Okay.
Your purchase is accepted.
All right.
Here is your gallon of Jack Daniels.
Oh, God, it's just gushing out. All right. Camel, drink the Daniels. Drink it out. Give it to me later.
You should have used your box of Captain Crunch. Coke.
It was full of Coke. What do you know? You're a machine. Drink it, Camel. Okay. Good boy. Good boy. Just, Sorry. Harry, there's a cleanup in the photo.
Oh, my God. Kyle, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle, just...
My Camel.
Listen.
Just get out of here. I'll clean up. Here's a gallon of Jack Daniels.
Oh, you just had it? Just take this.
Yeah, you're a nice guy. No one else has ever been nice to me before. Just get out of here, Kyle.
Oh, Harry, you sad son of a bitch. Ride into my camel. Into the sunset.
I'm riding in your camel over the sunset.
Okay, it's still dawn. I forgot how early in the day it was. Okay. You sad son of a bitch. I've never seen anybody gallop on a drunken camel quite like that. Harry Fists is a legend. Not just in the porn industry, but also in the writing.
The kung fu history. Oh.
Oh, yes. And the kung fu.
Fists of hair.
The Fists of Harry. So do I? That was, do I still have days going?
What? Okay. So what was the third one?
The third one was pretty much that. It was just in a scenario where I run into a bunch of people.
Oh yeah, no, it was like an event.
Or should I be a murderer?
Oh, you could be a murderer, and you run into the people you murder. That's Face Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the clothesline hanger.
All right. So. In this scenario, I'm assuming I'm probably crouched in some shrubbery.
Oh, wait. Should I be the person, like, la-di-da, like, I'm doing my thing? And then, in the like, I'll get quiet and you describe what you're doing?
I guess. Like, I mean, you're gonna. I'm the clothes-hanging person, so I'm assuming you're going to be hanging some sort of laundry.
No, you're just the clothes hanger. Like, you just use a clothesline to kill your victims.
Oh, I thought you meant a clothes hanger.
Maybe. You could do that, too.
Okay. Oh, like a jacket
this
hanger.
Is, I feel like this one's weird.
Okay, this is going to get weird.
Yeah, because you have to assume the
fuck
identity
it.
Of a...
Final episode.
Yeah, final. Finale.
Of the first season. More to come.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, okay.
Don't forget
why don't
about
we
us.
Why don't we just keep doing the same way we're doing? I feel like that was going in a good way. All
right, so we're continuing my day then?
Yeah, we'll do our... We'll, do you want to double it? We'll double do it. The same one where I give you a scene, like, and then and then again, we'll do your day.
The day two.
Yeah, day two. Well, we'll start from 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll continue from the drunken camel.
It was a half an hour into my day, and things had already gotten pretty wild. I don't know.
All right, let's continue from there, and then if we have time, we'll cut back to the I'll give you a scene.
Okay.
After 8 o'clock.
After 8 o'clock. All right. So wait, are we continuing? Or are we going?
Yeah. No. Well, now you've left the store.
All right. So I leave the store with my 30. Red Bull and my 9-volt batteries and my Captain Cola, and I park behind a dumpster, eat my Captain Cola, and then pour some Jack Daniels in it, eat some more, lick a 9-volt battery and throw it away. I'll do that several times throughout my journey. So I drive to the nearest Chuck E. Cheese, or no, sorry, not Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know why I always say that. You know, it's
they
funny.
Had good advertisement.
Yeah,
when
I know.
We were kids stuck
I know.
In our
it's
brain.
Brainwash, like the animated rat. leaping at
looked
me.
Like you had so much fun. You always had pads on.
Yeah,
it's like you're dangerous. I like you.
No, I always get this confused. Didn't mean to say Chuck E. Cheese. It's my doctor's office, my dentist to be precise, my tooth doctor. So I go there and I.
Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to Dr. Root Canal. Do you have an appointment?
Dr. Rucano has been my dentist for many years.
I asked if you had an appointment, not how long you've been a customer.
Well, I like to think of myself as more than just a client.
How long?
8 years.
Oh, that's great. When's your appointment for?
It's for as needed.
Okay. We're booked until 3 o'clock.
I have a prescription here that needs to be filled. And it says that I need to be reevaluated before filling it.
Okay.
It says take as needed. You'll note that.
Yep.
Noted. I brought the 30 Red Bull just like Dr. Rucano has asked for.
Oh, the 30 Red Bull.
Yeah. I'm one of
those.
Hold
on 1 second. Let me patch you through to Dr. Ruka now. Just hold on to this phone. You wait on the other line.
All right.
If you wouldn't mind just stepping into the side room, if we don't want the other, you know, clients.
Is there a rear exit to the side room in case of emergencies?
There is an air duct.
Oh, okay. Wink.
Yes. An air duct.
An air duct. Wink.
Wink.
It's a weird saying. Wink verbally. But wink. It has to come across. Anyway. Wink.
Wink.
Wink. Wink, wink.
That's blinking. Nudge.
Nudge. Oh, we're getting crazy here.
Anyways.
This is not a normal that's day That's an air for duct. Me.
So please just hold on the line. Dr. Rukino will be on briefly.
All right, Dr. Rukino. All right. I like this song.
When you have been connected to Dr. Rukinel, please hold on the line for undisclosed amount of time.
Okay.
You are currently the 31st caller in line.
One more than the Red Bulls I have. I should have known. All right. Man, last time I was in his office this long, I really tore up the place. I was.
You are now 15th in line.
Wow, he's getting rid of him quickly today. Maybe I'll be out of here in a few minutes.
Hello, this is Dr. Rukinel.
Oh, hey, Dr. Rukinel. I brought your 30 Red Bulls. If you could just give me my prescription. I mean, badly.
Who is this?
This is Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle, you know me.
Would you say you had a thirsty companion?
Yeah, I would say that my companion had the thirst of a camel.
Oh, no. Kyle, how's it going? Hey,
very well. Thank you, doctor.
Yeah, how'd you make out there? Did you meet my friend Harry Fist today?
I did. Yeah, he rode on a camel off into the sunset.
Oh man, he's a great guy, isn't he?
He is. I love him.
Employee of the month, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what can I do you for?
Oh, I was just looking to up my prescription.
Up your prescription.
Yeah, up my prescription. I know you just gave it to me yesterday, but I need some more.
Listen, you're a great guy, Kyle. Thank you for bringing the Red Bull.
Yeah.
No problem. I can't give you more fluoride, okay? They're on to me.
Okay. Really?
My
teeth just feel so weak.
I know, but they're cutting down, Kyle.
What?
If I give you more fluoride, I have nothing to give to the rest of my clients.
I don't give a shit about those old ladies.
But they need fluoride, Kyle.
I need it. Do you see how brittle my teeth are?
But
I ate a peanut butter sandwich.
You can buy it. You don't have to get it from me.
My bicuspids are asking for your help. It's not just me.
You know, Kyle, for old time's sake, for all the camel rides we've been on, I can help you out this one time. This is it, though. I'm telling you, this is it.
Can you recommend anyone else with a more luscious fluoride supply? And
I can write you down a name. You just...
Okay.
Just take this.
All right.
I'm going to email it to you because we're on the phone.
Okay. That makes sense.
And just go see him. I can't tell you what to expect. He's not as cool and as comfortable as I am. But,
I know.
But you just... If you want more fluoride, that's the only way to get it, bub.
Thank you, Dr. Rukinel.
All right. You take care. Tell Harry Katz I said hey.
Will do. I don't know if I'll ever see him again. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So then I leave my dentist's office with a fresh script. I then throw it away. Just throw it right out the door. There's no more use for fluoride. I'm just trying to take it away from others. That's how I get my joy. Don't judge me. So I walk up to the curb after throwing out my prescription and I hail a taxi. I just sent my camel off, so I have no more means of transportation. Taxi! That was quick. All right.
Hey, boss, where are you going?
Hey.
Hey.
Going to your mama's house.
You ain't going to my mama's house. Where you going?
I'm going out to an eatery. Do you know of any good local dining establishment?
This isn't Yelp. Get lost, bud.
Oh, jeez. All right, so much for that plan. I guess he murdered himself on that one. All right. There's another taxi. Hey, taxi!
Hello!
Hey. I'm looking to get some grub.
Oh, yeah. You want some grub there, buddy?
Oh, I sure do.
Oh, you sure do. Oh, you look like you're getting ready to get your fingers sticky.
Oh,
you
want
to go down to Bob's Grub Rub Shack.
Oh, yeah. I like them shrimp and and grits and stuff.
Had your accent change?
I'm trying to be accommodating.
Oh, you're accommodating me, buddy, but don't worry, I don't judge.
All right, that's fine then.
Yeah, I'll hop on in.
Okay. All right.
So, where are you looking to head there? Are you looking to go uptown, downtown, side town?
Oh, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm living a lavish lifestyle.
Oh, so what kind of grub are you in the mood for? You in the mood for surf and turf? You're in the mood for turf and surf? You in the mood for grub and rub? You in the mood for dirt and hurt? You want kind of get some of that sky and rye? What are you looking for there, buddy?
I was hoping for a little, like something really, really spicy, like cry and die.
Oh, you want some cry and die? Don't worry, I know somebody who can hook you up.
Okay, who would that be?
That'd be Mama Jama. You just come on down here. We got a fine, fresh barbecue. Oh, it's an open pit
is
style.
Is it your mama?
No. Call Mama Jama. That's the place. Mama Jama's Jamma Jama. So, go on down to Mama Jama's Jamma Jama, and I'll drop you off right here. It's a little ways across town.
Just across the street?
Yeah, across town. That's the street. Okay. A small town. Okay. Hey, y'all, Mama Jama's, right, 5 cents.
Well. Here's a dime. You can keep the change, sir.
Oh, thank you. Could you write me a good Yelp review too?
Sure. How do I go about that?
I don't know. I don't use the internet. Okay. See you later. Right.
Well, if that isn't the strangest guy I've ever met. All right. Here at Mama Jama's Lama Nyama.
Hi, welcome to Mama Jama. I'm Mama Jama. You want some barbecue?
Yeah, definitely. I was looking for something that would just like fill my taste buds with pain.
Oh, you want your taste buds pain? I'll get you a pain. So come over here. We have a fine like a pain dinner.
No, like food.
Pain.
Yes.
Pain. Food. Like window pain.
No, like something spicy for my palate.
Oh, spicy. You want spicy? Okay. Oh, here. Now, listen to this. This is Spice Girls on MP3. Now, listen to Spicy. Spicy. Spice Girl.
I don't know how you managed to hand me an MP3 file.
No, MP3 player. Prayer.
Oh,
prayer. Prayer. Prayer.
Got it. Prayer.
Yeah, MP3 prayer.
So, I told this driver that I wanted to get some food, and he recommended you?
Oh, you want food. Food. You want grub.
Yes.
Grub.
Grub. Give Good me grub. I would like grub.
What kind of grub?
Spicy grub.
Spicy grub. Okay. Try this.
Okay.
It's a hot octopi.
Okay.
Octopus pie. Spicy.
Oh. Ooh. It's sticky yet delicious.
Yeah, make your head explode.
I know. I'm foaming at the ears. My eye vessels are popping, and I think my eyebrows have sizzled off.
God, yeah, that's spicy. Good. It's a good thing.
Do you have anything to drink?
Yeah, try this, try this. Special shake. Mama spicy shake. Extra spicy.
It's spicy. Mama, I can't feel my tongue, Mama.
You know what's a great cure for spice?
No.
Fluoride.
Oh, God. I had a prescription.
You threw it away.
How do you know?
Because I'm Dr. Rukanal.
Oh, no.
I dare you throw away my prescription. That was for other customers.
You saw it all. Oh, Dr. Rukanal, where have I gone?
I guess in the end of this face-off, I ended up killing you.
It's only 11:30. I had so much more day left. The spice has ended it.
Spice Girls.
On an MP3 file.
I'm surprised you handed me an MP3 file.
Oh my god, Dr. Rukanow.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I'm surprised you killed me on your own face-off.
I know. That's how sneaky I am. I'm sneaky spice.
Yeah, Dr. Rukanow, there's a...
You kind of played into it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
you could have been like... For whatever reason, I knew you were going to ask for a drink, and I was like, I'll hand him more spice, and he'll just be like, oh, this is the end.
You would play through a lot of characters, so in your defense, it's only fair that it came to a logical conclusion that way.
That's true. I did have to
become a lot of people.
I like Harry Fist just riding off into the sunset on a drunken camel.
Harry Fist was my favorite character. He was the only one that was like, you're a great guy. I'm sorry about the syncope.
He supported my lavish lifestyle.
Yeah. And he took your drunk camel that vomited all over. I was the camel, too. I forgot I was also the camel.
You were everyone. I was just Kyle. Yeah, you were a lot of... That was great. That was a feat. I love feet. I would like to take a moment to applaud Bran and his accomplishment on this episode.
Applaud Bud Light. Thanks, Bud. You're light.
Yeah, he's just a, you know, he's been he's so many characters.
Guy. Yeah, he's just a ray of hope in our lives.
And if you like any of those characters, you can email him.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Not now, podcasts.
No, you know who else likes Bud Light?
Jesus.
No, Post Malone. Post Malone loves Bud Light.
Who's Post Malone?
God, you've been hibernating for a while. Post Malone is a hit artist.
What?
Musical artist. Musician. I don't know what you call him. He does rap / country / he's hit. He loves Bud Light. He's famous for it. He's famous. He's not famous for his music. He's famous for loving Bud Light.
I know.
Anyways, everybody else will know what I'm talking about. Post Malone, look him up. It's 1986. We got to do our advertisement.
Oh, yeah, shit. We have an advertisement here. Who would be the perfect advertisement victim for Face Off?
You know what? It's our final episode. Why don't we ever promote Jack Daniels?
Oh, I was going to say, Not Now Podcast.
Oh, well, no. I love Jack Daniels, man.
Yeah.
Something about Jack gets me crack.
Yeah.
Every time I want crack, I just roll up. I'm like, here's a fifth of Jack. You got some crack? And they're like, here you go.
Yeah, that's similar to the bartering system I had for fluoride, except for I just threw it away.
I don't know why you're so hard-pressed to get that fluoride and you just tossed it. You know, maybe we don't need to terrorize anyone for a final episode.
Yeah, have we done enough? Have we done enough damage?
Until next season.
I mean, we haven't even released any of these. So it's not really nobody even really knows we exist at this point. So it's not surprising nobody's funding us, I guess. Yeah,
Garth Kothar did.
Yeah.
And the other guy, Gary... Was it Gary? He owned Gary's Firearms. Gary Scottsdale.
Yeah, Gary Scottsdale from Gary's Firearms.
Yeah, and he had cats to sell.
Yeah, he was happy that we were interested in his puppy collection.
Yeah, but so wrap up, I guess. If you were listening, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we enjoy it.
Yeah, and if not, fuck you.
Yeah, if not, you probably won't hear this.
Yeah, you'll definitely not hear it if you don't listen.
If you've listened this far and have hated every episode, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, and if you don't know what you're doing with your life, keep listening.
Yeah,
because we might tell you.
Yeah, we might tell you at some point.
Yeah,
you might. If you've been fondling a handful of prescriptions for fluoride in your pocket, now you know you can throw them away. They're useless.
Do they even prescribe?
No.
Listerfiend.
Yeah, go
just
get
just find him. Seek him out. He's hiding.
He's in your basement, waiting. Mentally.
Yeah. And anyways, seriously, if anybody likes us, I'm shocked because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you like it, but we're gonna make more. So regardless of whether or not you like it,
if you like
more will be made.
Yeah. More will be coming. And we will hopefully, you know, well, I don't know about hopefully.
Oh, I burped. That was a little Post Malone coming out.
Yeah, I mean, we might. Are we thinking about doing a brief hiatus?
Yeah, yep, definitely brief, definitely hiatus.
Yeah, like a week or two after releasing these, we won't be posting anything, just to give people time to see it.
And listen.
And listen and
examine.
Yeah, and see if we get any feedback that's constructive and useful for our next season.
Yeah, so definitely, if you want to give us feedback, make sure you find us on Facebook and...
NotNowPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we'll look at your stuff.
And for those who need the spelling, it's NotNowPodcast at symbol, which is shift 2, GMAIL.
Period.
COM.
Yeah, and send us your constructive criticism or your hate mail or your love mail.
Or your dick pics.
Yeah, and we'll look at all of it.
And send you a dick pic back.
Please don't send me a dick pic.
That would be shocking. I bet we're probably going to get some. We've been saying it too much.
Yeah, but
I thought we agreed that our dick pics that we send to you will be artificial dick pics.
Yep.
Like, we will draw a penis in the sand and take a picture of it and send it to you.
Or a range of series of fans into a dick.
or we will assemble two ball bearings and a pencil.
Or we will lay in the grass all day and wait for the perfect cloud to pass.
Yeah, take a picture of it, send it to you.
I'll take a picture of the sun and then draw an outline of a dick around it.
Either way, just know that everything we're doing is really, it's really about
just having fun.
Nothing to do with you. So if you think you're a part of this, back the fuck up, because this is about me and mine and him and his and getting more fluoride. That's what this has all been about. We're here for fluoride. It's all
about the fluoride.
Yeah, and getting embroidered clothes. That's what I was here for.
Yeah. All right. Embroidered clothes and fluoride. And, you know, as we always say, fuck it.